This week's shiur in Ben Ishchai is in Parshas Vayikra. Okay? Alright. Et asher chata min hakodesh yishalem. That which you sinned from, that which is holy, you should pay. Et chamishito yosif alav. And a fifth you have to add on it if you ate from that which is kodesh. So we're speaking here about Mi'ilah, and when you, the tashlum of Mi'ilah is the keren and your mosif achomish. Nearly b'siyata d'shmaya. Seems to me, says the Ben Ishchai, with the help of heaven. The Amu Rabbeinu Zal, we're taught in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Hayamud Beis, Atidim Hatzadikim Shomru Lifnehem Kadosh. In the future, Tzadikim are going to say the word Kadosh. In the future, Tzadikim are going to say the word Kadosh. What does it mean? Kederech Shomrim.
They're going to say it's going to be said in front of them.
Oh, sorry, Shomru Lifnehem, you're right, sorry. It's going to be said in front of them, Kadosh. Keder Shomrim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it said, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'pirashti B'siyata D'shmaya. Like you say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Malachim say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'pirashti B'siyata D'shmaya. I explain with the help of heaven, HaKavana, the intention in this, Shomru Shlosh Pa'amim Kadosh. They will say, Shlosh Pa'amim, three times, Kadosh, 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 like they say, the Malachim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as they say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh, 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 Vatam Shezochim Ledovazeh. And the reason that Tzadikim Azocheh have the merit for this Latid Davka, in the future Davka, Ki Zchiyat HaAdam B'Shlosh Pa'amim Kadosh, 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 a person is Zocheh through by saying Kadosh, 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 Hu Mikoach Shleimuto B'Shlosh Kedushot. It's when he has Shleimus in three levels of Kedusha. Yeah? So it means, why will Tzadikim in the future be said in front of them, Kadosh, 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 Pashas by the Malach, in the same way that Kodesh Baruch Hu is said Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? Because they will be Shalem in three levels of Kedusha. Shehem, Kedusha Samachshava, Kedusha in their thought, Kedusha Sadibu, Kedusha in their speech, the Kedusha Samaisa, and Kedusha in their actions. A person is made up into three basic actions. See, three different aspects: his thoughts, his dibu, and his actions. Right. His machshav is associated with the kavana of a mitzvah. His dibu is associated with the dibu or bracha of a mitzvah, and his maisa is the action of the mitzvah. Right. Ula'et ata, and from now, einanim set shleimut shlosh kedushot. And where they are now, they don't have completion in these three levels of kedusha. Elu karui, fittingly. Etzel kol hatzadikim, bli shum chisaron, without any lack. Right? Without any lack. Masha'en kein latid lavo, in the future, yishtalmu karui, they'll be completed in a fitting way with all these three levels of kedusha. V'lachach, and therefore they'll be zochim b'shevach shlosh pa'amim kadosh kadosh kadosh. They will be zoche to these three times of the Sheva Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. Atid Lavo, the Kedusha of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Poshet, that he's Shalem in all levels of Kedusha. And Malachim will only say that which is Emes Lamito. So only Latid Lavo, when a Tzaddik has the Shlevis in these three levels of Kedusha, will the Malachim say in front of the Tzaddik, Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. V'inei Yadu, it's known. A person is not complete in all these three levels of Kedusha. Shem, Shel, HaMachshav, HaDibur, V'Maisa, thought, speech, and action. Eleim Ken, only if Yizacheh Litvach Yitzro. Only if he's Zocheh to Shecht his Yetzahara. That is to remove from him Legamri his Yetzahara in all these three aspects of self. Al Derech Ma Shama David HaMelech. On what David HaMelech said. Alav HaShalom. Libi Chalal B'Kirbi. My heart is a halal b'kibi. What does it mean, halal b'kibi? He means he's shechted his yetzahara, right? It's removed from inside of him. Dekoy al yetzahara. It's referred to the yetzahara, shenikra lev, right? As we know, the Gemara in Baruch says that the yetzahara, there's two, the right side of the lev and the left side of the lev, right? The two sides of the lev. The left side of the lev is associated with the yetzahara, and the right side of the lev is associated with the yetzahara. That's what we say. You should love God your Lord with both your hearts. Yes? Even with your Yetzirah, right? Torah Tavlin the Yetzirah. So there's two pshatim, Torah Tavlin the Yetzirah. Torah is a remedy for the Yetzirah. Someone says Torah sweetens up the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah becomes Tov Me'od. It sweetens up the Yetzirah. The Koi ala Yetzirah. It's referring to the Yetzirah, Shenikra Lev, like we said. Val Baal Tshuva Be'emet Amru Rabbeinu Zal. On an Abal Tshuva, rabbis told us in Gemara Sanhedrin, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Zovech Yitzro U'mitvadeh Alav, someone who shechts his Yetzirah and mitvadeh Alav and does vidui on it, right? He has regret over his sins that the Yetzirah caused him. Lachen Baal Tshuva Nikra Tavach. A Baal Tshuva is called that which he slaughters, right? She'ose Tevach Le'Yetzirah. He does a Shechita, he shechts his Yetzirah. Umi shezacha liyot tavach, and someone who is zocha to be the person who shechts his Yetzirah, she'ose tevach liyetzirah, does a tevach, does a shechita to his Yetzirah, removes his Yetzirah, destroys it. As zocha l'shleimus, he's zocha to completion, shlosh pamim, in these three levels, which is machshava, dibur, v'maisa, and therefore, kadosh, 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 could be said about him. Shehem, chad b'machshava, chad b'dibur, v'chad b'maisa, like we said. One in thought, one in speech, and one in action. L'chein, timsa shlosh pamim kadosh kadosh kadosh. We find three times kadosh 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 remuzim b'milui otiyot tavach. Right? We find this in the milui otiyot tavach. What does it mean? We see what's a milui. You take the letter tet, taf yud taf, base, base yud taf, chet, chet yud taf, the shlosh tam, miluam, the three of them together, the gematria of the three of them together, is Mispa Kadosh, right? No. Doesn't it? One second. Too much. Besides this, the milui of Tet is Yutet. The milui of Beis is Yutet. The milui of Chet is Yutet. Yutet is gematria Kadosh. So Shlosh Pamim Tavach, is the milui of it is gematria Kadosh, right? The Ot Aleph, one second. V'zeh she'ama v'et asher chata min ha'kodesh yishalem. And that which the Pasuk says, this which you are sinning from, that which is holy, yishalem. That means if you were ne'er from Hegdish, you pay. The ot ha'alef remez l'machshava. The ot aleph, alright. Remez l'machshava, the hint of machshava. Shemuchunet b'shem aleph. That's the name of aleph. Because aleph always represents the rotzen of a person. Aleph represents alufo shel olam. It represents that which is beyond the person, right? Mufla samuch le'ish. That which is beyond the person is associated with the letter aleph. Aleph represents the inner rotzen of a person. So that's the deeper rotzen is represented in the machshava person. The tchilas agilu of the rotzen is in a person's machshava. The beginning of the revelation of a person's rotzen is in his machshava. She mechuset ne'elemet. Aleph is something which is covered and hidden. Because aleph represents something which is eleph in terms of number. Yeah, eleph is beyond, like in the alphabet, eleph is like beyond the normal 10 digits of the alphabet. You think of eleph as something beyond. So aleph is associated, like you speak of, the Gemara speaks about, alufo shel olam, something that is beyond. So aleph represents that which is beyond our comprehension, that which is hidden. The machshav of a person is that which is hidden. The deep machshav of a person, the rotzen of a person, is that which is deepened and hidden. Kamosha katfu ha-mekubalim, like the mekubalim said, v'od vav remez l'kol. Od vav is a hint to kol. Explain why Shuhu Hadibu. Why is Od Vav associated with Kol? Vav in Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem is Yud Ke Vav Ke. You've heard this. Yud is associated with Machshava. The world was created by Olam Machshava of Yud. Ke is the Hey, the last Hey, which is expression. The world of expression. Hey, like say Heilach, it's expressive, right? Hey Halach Manye, behold the bread of affliction. Hey is the lotion of expression. Yeah. So since Hey is a lotion of expression, The second hay is the expression of the machshava. That's bina. There's machshava is chokhmah. The expression of machshava is bina. I'm not going to go into it. You want me to explain this? I'll explain it very simply. Yud chokhmah is the building blocks, right? The building blocks. That's chokhmah. What you bina is loshen binyan. You build. What you build with those building blocks, right? You take a sugya, you understand it. Then you build, you create a chiddush. Right? That's Bina. You need Bina for that. then Vav represents what's called Tiferes, beauty, or it's the Midah of Yaakov Avinu. The Midah of Yaakov Avinu, right, okay, is Koyah. So the Midah of Yaakov Avinu is the Kol Yaakov. The call of Torah, the call of Yaakov, the call Yaakov, the call of Torah, the call of Tefillah, that's the Midah of Yaakov, that's the Midah of Dibu. Because why is Dibu a representation of beauty? Dibu, as we know, the Lashon for Dibu, the Lashon HaKodesh, is Gilui Hadas, is a revelation of the person's Das. So there's Das Tov and there's Das Ra, right? When a person's Gilui of his Das is a Gilui of Torah and Tefillah, so therefore, when beauty is always a concept, when you have a synthesis of two opposites, like you see a sunset, yeah? A sunset is a synthesis of night and day. A synthesis of opposites is beauty. The synthesis of a person, when you speak about the imahot, right, or the avot, they were yofat toa, the yofat mare. It wasn't stam, they were yofe. The yofi was a synthesis of a physical and spiritual beauty. Synthesis of opposites represents beauty. Yeah, you understand that? So Yaakov Avinu, when the dibu of a person is a representation of dibu tov, of a chibu of elyonim tachtonim, dibu is a way a person connects. Yeah, connection is through dibu. So if a person's connection, his expression of his das, his expression in the world through dibu, is a dibu tov, he could be a dibu rachas v'shalom, but since it's a dibu tov, it's a synthesis of Elyonim Tachtonim, because that's the first Gilui of his Das, is the first Gilui of the higher level of self, is in Dibu. When that Dibu is a Dibu Tov, there's a synthesis of the higher worlds with the lower worlds. And then, when that's Dibu Tov, then there's beauty. That represents the call of Torah and the call of Tefillah of Yaakov. Hey represents Maisa. That's expression, it's full expression. So, Shehu Dibu, the Od Vav, who sod called. Odvav is represents the call, Hakol Kol Yaakov, like we explained. Kenoda, as it's known. V'otav remez lemaisa. The letter Tav is a hint of maisa. Now I explain what. Shehi gluya, when it's expressed in the world. Tav represents, we see, Tav represents, the Ramchal speaks about this, Tav represents, like you see by Avram Avinu. Of the gematria of Tav is 400. You see by Avram Avinu that when he bought the Marat HaMachpelah for Sarah, he paid 400 shekels over the socha, right? That's a taf is when, and the buying of the Sadeh, we know from Chumash Rashi, that it was tekuma, it came into the domain of Avram Avinu. Chazal tell us the final Nisayan with Avram Avinu was the Marat HaMachpelah, right? And Chazal explained, this I heard from Rav Moshe, the concept of Machpelah, Kefil, you know Kefil in Baba Kama, Kefil? Kefil, you pay a double sheep. You pay two the same sheep, yeah? Kefil represents when something is doubled. Marat Machpelah represents when, so it's a Machlokas in the Gemara. What's the Machlokas of Marat Machpelah? The Machlokas is the Bayis Valia, right? Or is it the place where the Zugot were, yeah? What do you mean the Zugot? The Zugot represents the concept of a proper connection. Proper connection. Let me explain a bit more. You guys learn Kiddushin? Kicha Kicha Misdei Efron. Where you learn Kesef Kiddushin from? You learn Kesef Kiddushin from Kicha Kicha Misdei Efron. Right? We learn it from the Marat HaMachpelah of Sarah Imenu. Why we learn, what's Kiddushin to do with Marat HaMachpelah? We have another Rashi, Chumash Rashi, when Yaakov met Rachel Imenu, right? He cried. Why did he cry? Because she's not going to be buried with him. Why should he cry? Why should he cry not going to be buried with him? There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that says that what's Avraham doing now in Marat Machpelah? He's Becheko Shel Sarah. He's there lying near Sarah, right? In Eben Ezer, it's also Gemara, that a person is chasa without his wife. He's chetzigul palga de guf, right? He's half. A person only comes to shleimus after marriage. Two people, when they're buried together. Why? Husband and wife are buried together. Why? Burial is when the guf is separated, when the neshama is separated from the guf, and the two neshamas come and become one. Because they're really one neshama. The tachlis of Kiddushin is v'yu basa echad. They become one flesh. Become one unity. That's the tachlis of Kiddushin. So since burial, you reach that tachlis in burial. The neshamas don't have the preda of the guf. They don't have the guf separating them. So therefore, we learn Kiddushin, because the tachlis is that chibul. We learn Kiddushin from Maharat HaMachpelah, right? So since burial represents the full expression of, and this full chibul of Kiddushin, right? So therefore, Maharat HaMachpelah was bought with 400 shekels, because it represents the full expression of that concept of chibul. You understand? That concept of chibul. Anytime you have full gilui, full revelation of something, that's what means malchus. Malchus means shechina b'tachtonim, God's presence in the lower world. The mishkan, that's the place of God's malchus. That's the place of God's expression. The mishkan is the malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. You with me? So that's why taf is a representation. Taf is the end of the aleph base, right? So the full expression of the aleph base is fully expressed in the taf. It's kolel all the misparim beforehand. It includes all that was beforehand, right? 400 is the highest letter. I mean, if you count like 1, 2, you can go back. Then you start counting alafim. But taf is the full expression, the end of the aleph base and the full expression of the aleph base. 400 shekels over the socha is when Maharat HaMachpelah came to its full expression. And Avram Avinu in the burial of Sarah, that was going to be now the full expression, so to speak, of their chibul of Avram and Sarah. And that's the full expression of the Zugot. That's what it's called Chevron. It went from being in the Rishus of Ephron. Ephron is Afar Nun. Nun, like the 50th day Matan Torah represents, Nun Shari Bina. From Afar Nun, from a chibul to the lower worlds, it then became Chevron, a chibul to the higher Nun. That's what Chevron represents. That's the Zugot and Chevron were connection to the higher worlds. Okay, that's basically why. There's a difference between taf and hay. Hay represents the expression. Hay is a dalad and a yud. Yes? That's what a hay is. It could be a dalad and a vav, that's the first hay. The second hay is a dalad and a yud. The first yud of God's name, when it's completely expressed in the dalad, becomes a hay. So hay represents the proper expression of the machshava, of the taf. So the Ramchal explains, taf has a regal. That's akuma, that sticks out. And so it doesn't represent a proper expression. It represents, taf needs a fixing. The regal of the taf, which is not yegel, regal yashara, it's not a straight regal, needs fixing, needs tikkun. The Ramchal in Derech Etz Chaim speaks about the taf, he speaks about the regal of the taf needs to be mimityasha, needs to be straightened. And when the taf is straightened, then it can be a full expression of the hay. Benishchai, ve'en lecha od galui kmo taf. You don't have an od which is revealed kmo taf. Vipnei shi sofa to call daugin. It's the end of all the levels. It's the end of the aleph base. It's the end of all levels. Ve'en od acheret achare liksota. There's not another letter that's after it to cover it. Ve'zeh she'ama. Ve'et. It says ve'et. Yeah, in the Pasuk. Now he says in the Pasuk. So it says, Ve'et. Ve'et is a remez, lemachshava, which is the Aleph, Dibu, which is the Vav, as we said, and Maisa, which is the Taf. That's Ve'et Hashem Chatam in a Kodesh Yishalem. That's the Ve'et of it. Hanirmazim Ve'otiyot Et. Asher Chatam in a Kodesh, which you were sinned when you were did Me'ila with Hegdish, Perush. Chisu otam min hakedusha shalahem. It was lacking, these were lacking from the kedusha of them. Miloshen, va'ani ubni Shlomo chaserim. Yishalem, you will pay, he will pay. Otam b'kedushatam al yedei dechamishito. So it's saying like this. If there's a chisaron in the ve'et, there's a chet, there's a chisaron. Chet represents chisaron. Min HaKodesh, from the Kedusha of them, i.e. if you're lacking of the Kadosh, 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 which represents the Shlemus of Machshava, Dibu, and Maisa, That's the et, asher chata. If there's a lacking of the shlosh level, three levels of kedusha, right? From the concept of vani v'shlomo, right? Ani v'shlomo, vani ubni shlomo chaserim. We're lacking, right? Yishalem, then you have to pay. Then the hemshech of the pasuk is yishalem v'et chamishito yosif alav, and a fifth you add on it. Otam b'kedushatam al yedei de chamishito. You have to pay the kedusha. You have to pay. You have to be mashlim yourself in the kedusha of them. The chamishito shehi atshuva. That's the tshuva haramuza ba'ot hey, which is hinted in the ot hey, right? Because chamishito is hey. Hey is five, right? That's tshuva shemispara chamisha. Yosif alav, you add, but tosefet meruba, with an extraness. Or you have to add extra chamishito by doing tshuva. Or v'chamishito, hem shnei otiyot hei, the two letters hei, rishona v'achrona, shebehem, shebeshem havaya, in the name of God, the first hei and the bad hei, and the last hei. Tshuva ila is the first hey, that's Bina. But Tshuva Chatata is the last hey, which is David HaMelech. So, Hikim Ulo Shel Tshuva, right? Yosif Alav, you have to add to it. Chalek Teva Alav, Lishtaim, change, divide the word Alav to two. V'kribe Al Vav, Al Yud Vav. V'hem Otiot Yud Vav. On the letters Yud Vav. Shebe Shem Havaya. Yud Vav of the name Havaya. That means the Yud and the Vav of Shem Havaya. So you add to these two Hays, the Yud Vav, and you get Shalem, you Mishtalem B'Tshuva, that you fill God's name, and therefore you become complete in God's name, and that means Tshuva Shema. The Kemo Shekatavdu Amukubalim, Tshuva Tashuv Hay. You return to Hay Ilah or Hay Tatar.